So we got here. Okay, so we're doing the round today. So basically, the question is again: you marry a woman, and you give like a shliach. You tell the shliach to marry a woman for you, and the shliach agrees, but then he goes and marries her himself for himself. So it's asar, but it works. You can't hear me so well. Can I close this, Dr. J? Will that shut it off?
That'll shut
it
off the speakerphone.
It doesn't shut the speakerphone?
It does. It shuts off
the speakerphone. So where's the speaker? How about now? You hear me now?
Yeah, now it's better, yeah.
Okay. Now, still?
Yeah, now it's fine.
Okay, fine. Yeah, okay, so the shliach marries for himself, so it says that it works. It's aser, but it works. Okay, it's aser, as we said, undermines kedushin, undermines shlichus, but it works, nonetheless, because look, he married her. So the question is, what's the hav mean? Why would I think it wouldn't work? So we did yesterday tells us, but the Ran gives two different answers. So the Ran is on Chav Kimor Aleph and Daf Aref. So he says, Yesh Lomar Ein Hachanami. The Salah Day Dachamina. I would think Kivan Shasa Shloka Hogan Yasu Shlo Shloka Hogan. Since he did something wrong by marrying a woman, by doing Ramos and marrying this woman. So we'll do to him something which is improper. And namely, we will remove, the Rabban will remove the condition from him. Like the case of Yivamos, Kamash Malan, no that you don't. So the case there is basically a guy married a katana. Basically, the katana was married off to a man by her father. And before they got a chance to complete the marriage, another guy came and stole her, basically, and married her. So something like that. And then they didn't demand that he get a get from the second husband. So it says, why? Because since he did the wrong by taking her, so therefore he basically stole her away. So therefore the Rabbanan removed the condition from him. And they were Machia's condition. So the word says they have the power to do that. Okay, but so it says, you might think, so too here, since the guy did something wrong by marrying this woman, he did something which was wrong, because he was Ramos. So the Rabbanon will do back to him something which is wrong, and remove his condition. Kamash Malan is teaching us, the Mishnah, that you don't say that. Rather, the condition of the Shaliach will work. Okay, that's his first answer. Inami. Second answer, Sagle de Homina. Kedusha Tos, no. I would think it's a Kedushin of Tos, a mistake. She'ilu yada, she'allah aso shliach, the kadsha, because if she knew that the first guy, the Mishaleach, made this shliach, then she would have never agreed to get married to this shliach who's going along and pulling a fast one. So I would think it's not a good Kedushin, because it's Kedusha Tos. Kamash Malan it is. It's a fine Kedushin. Any sort of questions? So these are two answers. So is there a question on either of them? Yeah, she wouldn't want this. Who wants? No, the second answer I'm saying is that she wouldn't want to marry a trickster. She knew that this guy was really appointed to marry her off, marry the woman off to some other guy, and he went along and backstabbingly went and married her herself. She doesn't want that kind of guy. That's the kind of guy she wants. She doesn't want that. She's not interested in that type of a marriage. But not just because the other guy's better. I mean, the other guy's better. Who says the other guy's better? I mean, maybe he's better.
It doesn't.
Right, okay, so there's asking, how far do you go? I mean, if she would have known. She would have known a lot of things, she wouldn't have gotten married. But that means that every condition, there's some other factor here that you possibly the condition.
I mean, why is it only this factor? That?
Yeah. But I mean, you could say this factor is something where you say, Stam, a woman really wouldn't have agreed to. But I mean, other factors, I mean, are always subjective types of things.
No, you can have objective, use a Ramai objectively. There could be other objective cases of Ramos. It seems like, and then it doesn't seem like over here the Avamin is Ramos per se. It's the specifics of the fact that he was appointed as a Shliach.
Right. It seems that she wouldn't want to get married under these terms.
Right.
But it's different if he happens to be a Rama in other areas versus that she's getting married to the guy in this context.
That's already strange. I mean, what kind of argument is that? It's just artificially drawing the line that it happens to do with marriage, so therefore,
because
the thrust of the argument is that had she known more information, she wouldn't have done this.
No, but it's not just more information, specific kind of information.
Yeah,
that this guy is marrying her under a sham.
Right, but
That's a different thing.
Just
you know?
Because it's the marriage is a sham. Not
yeah, that's what she's wanting. A woman has an idea about what her marriage should be, not a sham. Her marriage should be, I mean, the guy is whatever. I mean, you come with a lot of the things about guys. But the thing is that this type of marriage, she never agreed to this. What kind of marriage is this? That her marriage is like a guy is playing a fast one. I mean, I don't know. So
it just seems strange to draw the line there. I mean, I understand what you're saying, but like, what kind of an idea is that that only applies to this case? Because the strength of that argument is the fact that she doesn't know certain things and whatever else. But in order to preclude, in order to prevent it to be applied all over the place, you're going to have to say, no, but here I mean, it happens to be that it's talking about the marriage. Like, even if you work that out, you could say that. But like, what's that idea that's limited to something like that, you know?
Okay.
You're saying that...
And you say is... I mean, it sounds like it's saying. I mean, you could argue with it, but the simplest thing is that no normal woman would want to get married under these conditions. If you told a woman that, listen, is that I really was appointed by Apollonia to marry you for him, and I am pulling a fast one, and I'm just marrying me quickly so that you know, so that he doesn't get his way. I mean, under those conditions, saying is, I mean, a stam woman wouldn't agree to those conditions. And therefore, if she does, and you don't tell her, so you say it's a kedusha tos. I mean, that's a certain type of a situation of kedushin where you're going around and pulling a fast one. You're not telling her about it. So min hastam, a woman wouldn't go along with that. A woman wants her marriage to be all upfront and honest. She doesn't want the marriage to be like a sham. So min hastam, a woman would want that. So so that's all, you know. That's kedusha tos. Kamash Malan. No. Women don't care. Well, I don't know. Kamash Malan what? I mean, I have to explain what Kamash Malan is. It's a funny Havim Oskana. I mean, that I think is part of the problem. It's like, I don't have a problem constructing a logic to say that that's Kedusha Tos. That women don't want that. I mean, you could argue. You could say, look, maybe you could say, no, I think women would want it, or there are a lot of things women wouldn't want. But whatever. I mean, you don't say this is an exceptional thing, women don't want it, fine. But then what's a Maskana? The Mishnah is teaching you no? Women don't care about that? It's like a funny, that's like a...
Not that women don't care about it, but that the condition still exists.
Well, you could say that. I guess you could say women don't care. You could say women do care, but it's not a condition to us. But then the question is, why not? Why isn't it a condition to us? It's because basically you're hiding a fact from her. She's only agreeing under the presumption of a fact, which is not a true fact. So it really should be a condition to us. I mean, either way you go. Either you'll say women don't care, or they do care, but for some reason that doesn't factor in halachically. Either way, you're going to get it's possible to go that way.
But they don't want that kind
it's
of
true. Thing. It's true. Max point.
They're not looking as a Kenyan
light. Like right. It's true. Max point that good. A woman looking at a marriage, it's not just like Islam, just a Kenyan. It's a whole romantic thing. And to get married under these types of a situation, it's against the whole idea of marriage. So you could say, in Islam, a woman doesn't want that. It's not her idea of marriage. It's a guy who fakes out the other guy and marries her. So what kind of guy is that? And also both. I mean, what kind of guy is he? He doesn't respect me. He doesn't respect marriage. He's a lowlife. He's, you know, just... So the whole thing is it's a bad start. A woman doesn't know what she wants. She wants a certain type of a marriage. Yeah, I mean, also, we just mentioned the first part is also funny. He says, I would think that the Rabbana would take away the Kedushin, because he did something wrong, so the Rabbana would do something wrong to him. Kamash Malan? No. We don't. So I don't know.
Maybe you could say that.
Funny. Right, I mean, it could be, because I mean, it's true, I'm just saying, it could be totally in the case of the Erev Amos, which I'm comparing it to. Could be, is the case similar to that, or is it not similar to that? In which case, you'd have to really go into the sigyas, and it's only that, there are a lot of sigyas about this, removing condition from a person. But I don't know if they're about that. I mean, I don't know if they're based on a person who marries in a different way. I mean, but either way, it would be nice if we could, it just sounds, so that's part of the problem, it sounds like an arbitrary thing. Do you say, I would think the Rabbana would remove the condition? Kamash Malan, no, they wouldn't remove the condition. So let's understand, so why don't they? I mean, again, you have a similar kind of question. It's like the same problem in both of them. It's like, okay, this is a good reason why the Rabbana should remove it, because after all, he did something wrong. So then what's the Maskana then, no? It's like, either way, the Rabbana, the Mishnah's coming to teach me, I would think it's a Kiddush Etos. I would think the Rabbana are going to remove it. No, Kamash Malan, no. Don't think that Havmina, if you happen to make up and think that this shouldn't be good because blank, no, don't think that. The mission's coming on to dispel that notion. I know, they're both like the same type of problem. You know what I mean?
Similar to that, though, no?
Well, Tosis is making a whole case. I mean, Tosis isn't just, you know, it's making Kimta. I mean, I guess it's a similar problem, but it's a different type. I mean, yeah, you have that type of problem, but it's already a different, you know, it's creating a whole baggage in the case. But I mean, it's similar like yes, no-ness of it. rough to say that. Look, really, I mean, it's true. Moshe is saying it's back to the second shot. It's hard to say. Really, a woman don't like it. If a woman would have known that, she would have never gotten married. But we don't care what she wants. I mean, that's not true. I mean, that's not the way conditions work. I mean, she never had the ask for that. If you make tanais or whatever, I mean, you have the old kind, you always have a lot of like that. If it's a toss, it's a toss. Make a toss. So you can tell me, if you tell me, Stam Das Havin is right, that Stam woman wouldn't want to get married under these conditions, so then, what's the Maskana? And unless the Maskana is changing the facts, what kind of question is that? I mean, it's hard to understand either way you go. Right, okay. Okay, so David asks, well, how do you think about, what's the methodology? How do you think about this first one, at least? First answer, I would think the Rabbanan removed the condition, and caution on the not going to remove the condition. I mean, what do we know about how Rabbanan act? I mean, do we have to really get into the das of the Rabbanan, whether they should or shouldn't remove condition? It sounds like a rough thing to enter, even. Right? But I do think there's one methodology point which I think might help for both these answers, and I think it helped for Tosos. Even though we didn't get the best svara for Tosos, I think it's still a good point, a good idea approach methodologically. That's kind of David, what you were saying in your svara, noticing is that I think it would be better if instead of making this a question about Rabbanon, about whether Rabbanon interact or whether Rabbanon don't interact, or a question about Stam Das of an Isha, about whether a woman would want to get married under certain conditions or not, I think we want to make it a question in this sugya.
Ramayas?
Yeah.
Meaning, what's the nature of it?
Something, right. Something about a question in this Isser, this halacha of Ramos. I'm in Maskana about the Mishnah is teaching you that if you are a shliach and you trick the woman and marry, you know, that's also, it's an Isser Ramos. But the condition works. So maybe if you understand the Isser to be one way, then you're going to have problems. Then maybe the condition wouldn't work. If you understand it to be a different way, then it would work. You know what I mean? Like, whereas it's where the Mishnah is not just coming along some to teach you some other halacha about the way Rabbanan work or about the way, you know, but those, or the Stam Das of a woman, but those would be contingent in the very nature of the halacha about Ramos. So it would be like a natural analog to the Mishnah, to the Chiddush of the Mishnah. It would fit into place of the Mishnah.
Like,
I don't know. Well, I guess you'd be one looking for what would be within the framework in the world of this Isser, what would lead you to say that, let's say, the Rabbanan would remove it, or what would lead you to say that the Rabbanan wouldn't remove it? What would lead you to say that the woman would never get married under these conditions? What would lead you to say that the woman would get married under these conditions? Or, you know, something like that. What would say Kedusha Tos, and what would lead you to say it's not Kedusha Tos? You know what I mean? Like, within the framework, though, of Ramos, like, that would be the tightest if you could have a svara like that. Is that it would be a question, a further development or elucidation of the svara in the area of Ravdesh or Ramos. You know? That's what I'm saying. That it would be, I mean, there's no guarantee that you get an answer like that, but I think if you could get an answer like that, it would be the smoothest, and this way you don't have to be venturing into unknown areas, and you know, so the Mishnah is mentioning unknown areas. The Mishnah is really on topic. Yeah, on topic. So I think maybe we should just review this, the basic thing in the Mishnah. What's the Svara in the Mishnah? Maybe so we could figure out a jumping off point. But the Mishnah is Asur. Again, if a woman appoints you to marry, so a man appoints you to marry this woman for him, and you as a shliach, you go and trick him, and you marry him yourself, so that's an Isser. So the Isser is because the shlichus is a halachic institution where you assisting another guy accomplish his mission, and here you're undermining that. You're on the contrary, you're using shlichus to really harm the other guy, to cheat him. So that's an isser because you're undermining the institution of shlichus. Okay. Something like this. I'm thinking of one svara that perhaps could work for both of these answers, or both of the answers could be like different facets to the same question. Okay, it's like an inami. It's just like it's another way to learn it than the same underlying question. Okay, they sound totally different, but maybe the question is, what's the? You have this isser here, right? You have the isser. It's basically an isser for a shliach to turn around and trick the guy his mishaleach. That's also okay, and everywhere, right? In Mecca Memkar, it's also also, right? But now, the question is like, when you use this, when you do this Isser in Kedushin, Do you say it's like it's the generic Isser, Isser Shlichus, or do you say it's like it becomes like a Kedushin Shel Isser? It's like the Isser, like, is registers in the Kedushin. Like, Kedushin is like, I don't know, you say it's like the name of Kedushin Yisrael, and here it's like your. The fact that it becomes like a Kedushin Shel Isser. It's not just like a set, like the regular Isser of Shlichus, which happens to exist in a Kedushin, but it's the Kedushin itself becomes like a Kedushin of Ramah. So it's an Isser in Kedushin. Okay? Yeah.
Can you clarify that?
Yeah, in other words, there's an Isser. There's, for instance, the Mishnah says it's Asser, right? The Mishnah's teaching there's an Isser here, right? Now, is it an Isser in Kedushin, or is it an Isser in general? Is an Isser Shlichus. Okay, now the Mishnah is definitely telling you there's an Isser to do this. But is this the Isser register in the framework of Kedushin? It's like when you do Kedushin.
It's bad Kedushin?
Yeah, it's like a bad Kedushin, or it's a Kedushin Shel Isser? Or is it just, no, the Kedushin is a regular Kedushin. There's nothing wrong with the Kedushin. It's just that it's an Isser Shlichus, it's a generic Isser Shlichus. It's nothing to do with the Kedushin itself.
The first
one. With the Maskana. But, I mean, it could be like, for instance, Kedushin is a tricky institution, but, I mean, the Kedushin involves Kedusha. Like, we had a bunch of things. Like, remember, if, I don't know if you're, I'm not sure who was there for us, but, like, if you marry a woman without looking at her, so it's like it lacks in Ha'atzerach Kamocha, and we said that's a lack in the Kedushin. I mean, you could say, like, I mean, I'm not sure exactly what the Sfarah would be. It's a Havamina. It's not, it doesn't work out. But as I'm saying, is what the Mishnah is teaching you is that this is not an Isser in Kedushin. There's no, in no way is this the Kedushin itself lacking, or is the Kedushin itself colored by this thing. Is that it's totally, it's a generic Isser of Shlichus, which it doesn't in any way qualify or involve the Kedushin. Now, how would it? I mean, I don't know. You could have different svaras about how Kedushin, how within Kedushin it would be different than a different area. But I don't know if I have to explain what the different possibilities. I mean, you come with different theories about how it would. But I'm saying the Mishnah is trying to teach you that that's not the case. That this Isser is an Isser, but it's not an Isser in Kedushin. It's not a Kedushin Shel Isser. It's not like the Kedushin contradicts the ideas of the Kedushin Yisrael, or because you say like Kedushin is Mekadesh Amo Yisrael, the Chuppah of Kedushin. So maybe you say that this is undermining Shlichus is using Kedushin, which is the idea of Kal Yisrael, and here you're contradicting the Kal Yisrael by tricking the other guy, and that's somehow that registers on the Kedushin. I mean, you come up with different
stories. Why do you say not? Like, what's the the struggle? Why would you say it shouldn't register on the Kedushin?
Oh, you mean you like the Havmin, that it would.
Sure.
Okay, fine. So, but that, I mean, I don't know. That's what I'll kind of, I'll show you why I'm saying one or other, how this has anything to do with what I'm talking about. But I'm just saying is that I'm saying is a question. You could imagine that kind of a question. I'm happy you're going that way, you're going that way, because it's good.
I'm not sure about the Kedushin. Oh, okay, fine. Okay, yeah.
You might say, of course it's through Shlichus, but you might say that when the Shlichus, is it the exact same thing if I do this Ramos in Shlichus or in Kedushin versus in Madinah Mamanus? Or do you say that no, when I do it in Kedushin, it's not just that I'm destroying Shlichus, but I'm undermining Kedushin as well. Because Kedushin is, I don't know, Kedushin is Yisrael, and this is a Pagam in that. So does the Ramos register in the Kedushin? Is it like a Kedushin Shel Ramos? Or do you say, no, Kedushin is Kedushin, it's like any other Kedushin, and I am a Ramai? That's a separate thing. I'm a Gavra of a Ramai. And I violated this Ramos, and I broke down Shlichus, but the Kedushin is not in any way, it doesn't register on the halachically, there's no halachic makom for it to register in the framework of Kedushin. Okay? You could have thought that it does. I mean, again, there's other different ways to say it would or wouldn't. I don't know. I'm just saying is that the Mishnah is coming to teach you, and I'll show you how. I haven't done that yet. I'm not kind of saying as far without any fact, but I'm saying is that I'm claiming the Mishnah is teaching you that the Isser, this is Isser, and it's an Isser to get married this way, but it's not an Isser Kedushin. It's not a type of Kedushin Shel Ramos, but it's just the generic Isser of tricking a guy in business. And it happens to be Kedushin is just another instance of a Kenyan which you're using Ramos on, but it doesn't characterize the Kedushin. It doesn't characterize a condition. Halachically, it's the same as any other condition in the world. Okay?
Can I get married?
You're right. This is an Isser in condition as well. It's definitely an Isser and Shlichus. You're not allowed to do this to Shlichus. Right. Is it an Isser and Shlichus in Kedushin? Did I violate Hilchus Kedushin by doing this, or I just violated? That's a good way to say it. Did I violate Hilchus Kedushin, or did I just violate Hilchus Shlichus?
But you're not saying it's a bad Kedushin.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying it's an Isser Kedushin. Right. It's a Kedushin on Mas. You're not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to do it because of Kedushin. Or do you say no? If it's a Kedushin, there's nothing wrong with it. Kedushin doesn't have any problems with it. Okay. In terms of Kedushin, it's perfectly normal, perfectly legit. The only problem is that you can't do it because it's a Shlichus. It's an Isser and Shlichus. I mean, or do you say it's also an Isser in the framework of Kedushin? Okay. So far, so good?
Yeah.
Okay. So what does that mean to do with this? So I'm saying, like, if you say that it's a Kedushin Shal Isser, that it's an Isser to get married in this way, it's a Kedushin Shal Isser, so then I could say that this, then it won't be Chal, for one of two reasons. Either you'll say is that if you do a Kedushin Shal Isser, the Rabbanan aren't going to allow you to do that. As it's a Kedushin, it's an Isser Kedushin, you're getting married in a way which is not allowed, you're doing Shal Karoi, so say is the Rabbanan are going to give that Kedushin, they're simply going to disallow that. You could imagine, if it's a Kedushin Shal Isser, you could say the Rabbanan, it's an Isser, and the Rabbanan are not going to allow it. They're simply not going to, they have the ability, and they're, here you are going undermining Kedushin and creating a Kedushin Shal Isser, and the Rabbanan are going to prevent it from being Chal. Okay? Then you could say such a thing. If you say that it's an Isser, Stam and Isser of Shalichas, has nothing to do with Kedushin, in terms of Kedushin, it's a perfectly fine Kedushin. So just like the Rabbanan don't go along and knock out a sale if you use a Isser Shalichas, it's for the Kenyan, it's fine, it's a separate Isser. So then why should they know there's no reason to say they'd knock out the Kedushin? But if it's a Kedushin Shal Isser, so then there's a good Havamina to say that the Rabbanan can allow such a thing. It's a Kedushin of Kedushin Shal Isser. Similarly, I could say a different reason if it's a Kedushin Shal Isser that the Kedushin of Ramos, the Kedushin Shal Isser, that wouldn't work. Because a woman doesn't want that kind of Kedushin. A woman has an idea of her marriage being a certain type of marriage, not to be a Kedushin Shal Ramos, not to be a Kedushin Shal Isser. And if a woman knew that this is what you're doing to her Kedushin, that it was this type of a Kedushin, then there's no Das. A woman doesn't have Das for that type of Kedushin. See, if you say that there's no Isser Kedushin, it's just Stam Isser Shlichus, so the Kedushin is like a regular marriage. The marriage doesn't register in the marriage. So when you say a woman doesn't want this marriage, it's just a regular marriage. Now, you happen to be a Ramah, and you happen to be a Navayan in a different area, but it happens to be through the marriage, but it's just a regular marriage. So you can say a woman's happy, but she doesn't want her marriage to be like, what? Marriage is a perfectly fine marriage. Now, are you a Ramah? Look, a lot of guys in the world are Ramahim. But if you were to say that it's a Kedushin Shel Ramos, that it registers in the Kedushin, so say a woman doesn't want a Kedushin Shel Ramos. Her idea of her wedding day was a Kedushin Shel Eino Ramos.
I'm assuming those facts also, that a woman doesn't... How you answer?
Yeah, right. I'm saying is that I'm saying is that if it were a characteristic of the Ramah, of the Kedushin,
right,
then it's a good svar that you say that it would be a Kedushin Shel Tos. Then the simple way to learn is that a woman, that would be a Kedushin Shel Tos.
Everyone would agree that there is such a thing of a woman's...
yeah, of course. Right, of course. Right.
The Ramah is located in the Kedushin.
Exactly. If the Kedushin Shel Ramah is located in the Kedushin, then you say then a woman wouldn't want it. No, she feels, because if she feels, it has to be the rest of the register. You can't just say a woman feels or whatever. She feels a lot of things, but it has to be that there's a different type of Kedushin. If halachically it's a Kedushin Shel Isser, you say no woman has Das for that kind of a Kedushin.
How does that what Ron said, though? Because, like, I know why we made this move, because you wanted to make it a matter of what she thinks.
No, but I think it is also. I mean, it's also what she thinks. I mean, I think the thing is that if a woman doesn't want her marriage to be the Isser marriage, that's an idea. Is that if a woman doesn't, if the husband's whatever, bad guy vis the other areas, that's not her problem. She doesn't care about that. It doesn't affect the Kedushin.
That's
for Kedushin Shel Ramos. But if it's characterized halachically as a Kedushin Shel Ramos, if there's a halachic shame of a Kedushin Shel Ramos, then I'd say Stam Das of an Isha is not interested in a Kedushin Shel Ramos. And I'd say if you do a Kedushin Shel Ramos, so it's a Mekach Tos, unless you tell the woman in advance that, hey, listen, I'm doing Kedushin Shel Ramos here. And if you're interested, then you're interested. If you're not interested, you're not interested. But if you don't tell her, then I'd say Standas is a woman who doesn't want that. She doesn't want that to be on her wedding invitation. The Kedushin, welcome to the Kedushin Shel Ramos. That's not our idea. But if it's the marriage is a regular marriage, halachically, and it just stand the guy is a bad guy because of other stuff, so what does a woman care? A woman, look, a lot of men have bad bidos. But if you say that the marriage is actually colored by the Kedusha, by the Ramos, so I'll say, Stam Das Avon, it's a Kedusha Tos. I would think it's a Kedusha Tos. Kamashal, no, it's not a Kedusha Tos. It's a Kedusha Kedushim. It's a regular like any other Kedushim in the world. So why is it Tos? Because the guy's a bad guy? Who cares if the guy's a bad guy? That doesn't make a woman change, make it into a Tos.
So you're not saying it's a Tos.
Right, you're right. No, correct. Okay, according to this way, it's right. There's nothing wrong with the kedushin per se. If a woman would accept it, then it would be fine. But you're saying it's tam das, a woman wouldn't want it. Mm-hmm. The second way is saying the second answer inami. Even if a woman would want it, it wouldn't work because the rabbanon wouldn't allow for such a thing because it's a kedusha tal, it's a kedusha shalisser, and the rabbanon are going to be mafkia the kedusha. That's good.
There it is saying it's so.
Yeah, right. That's the difference between two answers, is that if it's a kedusha talos, you could have thought it wouldn't work for one of two reasons. Either it wouldn't work because stam das of a woman isn't interested in a kedusha talos, or even if the woman would be interested, the rabbanon wouldn't allow a kedusha talos. But kamash malon, the Mishnah is teaching you that although this is an Isser and Halach Baramos, it is an Isser, but it's an Isser Kedushin, Shlichos. It's not an Isser Kedushin, the Kedushin is regular Kedushin, and therefore there's no reason why the Kedushin shouldn't be Chal, neither because of our Daz, neither because of Afkin or Manan Kedushin Minai. But as the Mishnah is teaching you, again, the Mishnah is teaching you, the way I'm learning is the Mishnah is teaching you, there's an Isser, it's Asr to do this, but it's not an Isser of Kedushin. It's an Isser, it's a general Isser, which is the same Isser as you find in Hilchos Mechira. That's what the Mishnah is teaching you, the Isser and the extent of the Isser.
Yes.
The area of the Isser. You may have thought that there's an Isser in the framework of Kedushin. What does, I don't know, there could have been, you don't have to define what that Isser would have been. I mean, Kedushin definitely lends up to that, those types of things. And to come out, I don't think it's fruitful to come up with what exactly the thing which is that ruling. It's that ruling every possible thing you could have thought of. There are the different svaras you could have come up with. But the framework of Kedushin is one which is not just your average mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of Mekadesh Amal Yisrael. So definitely you could have argued that that's going to find its way into the halacha of Kedushin. That's a Kedushin Shalesser. But it's teaching you is don't make that mistake. Don't think that. You may lean towards saying that, and if you would say that, then it's going to have certain consequences. The Mishnah is telling you this is Asr, but it's not. This Isr is the same as the Isr in Hilchos Mechira. This Isr in Hilchos Mechira and this Isr in Hilchos Ishus is the same. That's why I said. David mentioned earlier. It's true. According to this, the two answers are really two expressions of the same underlying question. But it's a detail. It's inami. I mean, I don't know if it's always like that. But inami is like or, you know, or you could say this. But I don't know if that's the klal that always inami is like that. But I mean, it's smoother, I think. So it's not two totally different answers.
Right.
The Ron is just saying is if you'd say here's my halvin is this condition shall toss. Now that could result in a psul because of this or because of that. They're really just two sides, two different expressions of the same question. You know what I mean, it's just smoother. It's simpler, I think. But again, I don't know if it has to be that way. That's why I don't. It's a kasha, it's just more of a good answer. Once you have a good svar, it works out well, you know? So. Mm-hmm. Also, again, Tozer is also a question within a further elucidation of this Ramah, so how this plays out vis-a-vis Ches Kashos. I mean, I think it's a good idea, though, in methodology, to stick to the area. I mean, to further, especially it's a new idea. The idea of Ramah is a new idea, and this is where the Mishnah which has it. You know what I mean? And when you posit a new idea, there are going to be enough kaminas and questions within the idea. And if a Mishnah is teaching you a Chiddush, so it would seem at first sight that it's trying to, in its own unique manner, trying to elucidate the pratim of the idea, the conceptual pratim of the idea. So whenever you do a sugya, I would think is the sugya is the encoded in a sugya are the ideas about the sugya encoded in the Tosafim and the Rishonim and are the elucidation of the conceptual ideas about the area. I mean, that's in general a way to be, you know, you want to have your eye tuned towards the area and towards the conceptual problems in the area. So you set up the questions, but then I think it kind of like a big give and take. You ask the question, then you start thinking, well, what about Ramos? What kind of questions could he have about Ramos? How could they, you know, kind of, how would a question about Ramos affect this issue? You know what I mean? I think, in general, I'd say try to stick to, it's smoother, it's always smoother to stick to the area. So I guess what I'd like to do, tomorrow is, I think tomorrow, next time, is the, further in the Gemara, basically. The Gemara brings in the story about Rav and Chasida. Rav and Chasida, I don't want to do that place, Mar and Malcolm. I mean, we kind of did that once upon a time, and it's different, so I guess. So Rav and Chasida, the story about Rav and Chasida, and, it's tomorrow. Rav and Barbarchana, and Rav. I mean, you'll see, there's a few stories.
Okay,
I want to do the stories, and the Rashi's on them.
The Rashi's, okay.
Rashi's on them. One second.